every 6 serenity.
Broke off their stem and got carried away by the current of Jonah. Christian himself, seeing that no people are fainting and weeping so much, Krishna and Krishna seeing fear coming down his face, but he is continually. Am I speaking slow enough?
No.
Not? Not no?
No, you can speak.
Okay. Like that? Okay. Maybe if you go like that, you don't know
if
it's going to happen. I'm sorry. In other countries? No, it's in India. In other countries, this is there. And this is no. In India, everything is here. So it's larger of questions to know.
Okay, I have to try to detection for next time. I have to learn.
Okay, so then a crow seeing Krishna about to faint, thinking that it is beauty, grabbed after him and made sure he stayed on the chariot. But his real reason was that he was afraid that Krishna would lose his desire to go and he would jump off the chariot. So finally, with all the bodies of the gopis and the animals, the deer, the cows, strewn all over the floor, all over the ground, Akura cracked his whip, the horses ran, and he made the chariot go like this, so it wouldn't ride over any of the bodies on the ground. Then he got to Akura, Krishna killed Kamsa, and then Nandababa was waiting at his camp just outside of Akura with COVID. And finally, after 2 days of Krishna killing Kamsa and his associates, then hearing from Vasudeva and Yadu that Krishna is really their son, not Nanda's son. So now we see that Krishna looks like he's convinced by Vasudeva, which makes Nanda Baba weak and uncontrollable. Krishna gives his ornaments to Nanda Baba to give to his mother. Then Nanda Baba goes to Vrindavan without it and Balaram. When he arrives, first everybody is joyful and so excited that Krishna returned. Then they see that Krishna wasn't there. Nanda Baba got off the chariot and just fell to the ground, covered with his cloth, completely embarrassed and devastated. And that's where we were. And then you had a question, I think, that, can you repeat the question? Loudly? So you're asking that on one hand, Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. So how is it that Nanda Baba and Yashoda and the gopis were all present? That's the question. So they're different, what Gopis call purport or section of Krishna's pastime. So that separation and meeting can go on simultaneously. The original Krishna never left Vrindavan. His expansion, Bhagavad Krishna, and Bhagavad expansion, Mohanakrishna, left the Vrindavan. When a Guru was at Brahma Sriya, or Brahma Rak, at that time, Krishna and Bhagavad, the original, got off the chariot and went back to Vrindavan. And the expansion stayed on the chariot and went to Mathura. When Nanda Baba went back to Vrindavan without Krishna, in one propose he went back without Krishna, and in another section of the propose he went back with Krishna. So in Vrindavan, many things going on of Krishna never leaving, and separation is going on. That's why we believe that Krishna goes and comes from Mathura regularly, repeatedly. And every time he goes, they think it's the first time. Just like every time Radharani goes to court for Krishna, she thinks it's her first day at her house. And whenever Krishna comes back to Mathura, because he goes back and forth on one level, every time he comes to Mathura, all the Mathura bhaktas think this is the first day that Krishna is here. So these expressions are, as Gurudev says here in his conversation with me, I said to him, in the pastime of Kalya, it is eternal. Where is the question? If it is eternal, each pastime is here. All the pastimes of Krishna are eternal. Then where is the question of repetition that it happens again and again in ever new ways? As it says in the Bhagavad Gita. So Gurudev said it is explained in this way, in these different ways, only to the ecstatic jivas, those who are so conditioned by matter and time and space. Then Gurudev said, we are ecstatic, and actually, we're not even ecstatic. What are we? So I said, we're trying to be ecstatic. Ecstatic means spiritual practitioner, or one who's performing his devotional activities for the express purpose of attaining Bhava Bhakti. So then I said, we're trying to be ecstatic. The Buddha said, you are ecstatic. I know that I, truly, am not even ecstatic. You are doing so much labor. This is May. It's really hot in May here. And so I was coming to visit it. 1992 in May. It's like 100 degrees. So Gurudev said, you are doing so much labor. Coming here to see me in this hot weather. Because you are paid to understand the subject. Whereas I am comfortably staying here. In my room, I'm not going to see him go anywhere else. But then he got down to the yoga. He said, actually, if you have pity, if you really have pity, then there will be no sense of volition eternal or loose repetition. You will see that all Krishna's pastimes are quite new. And even if something is not new, everybody sees it as quite new. Understand? It seems like there is repetition, but to the residents of Vrindavan, it's always like it's happening the first time. It's the first second moment that it's happening. So they always want to see it at every moment because it's always brand new. Oh yeah, we can translate both of these. You want to see it with him? Krishna Kanta? Or you want to come here? Yeah, because he's expert and they're both struggling. Yeah, you want to come here? You want to go sit with him?
Nice.
Sisters and brothers helping each other. So then Gurudev said, there will be no question. All questions will be forgotten when you have paid. So now let's continue reading. Being overpowered by the pain of the residence of Raj, Krishna quickly returned there. Being enthralled by the mercy of the best jewel of the skillful, Sri Krishna, the bright Bhakti's very life returned to them. When Krishna returned from Mathura, although in one section he never left. Because you have to have a variety of emotions, otherwise it's boring. An ocean without waves is boring. So the separation is those waves. When Krishna killed the demon, after the demon tried to kill Radha Krishna, Mother Yashoda, who just before Krishna killed the demon, and he would come to take her breakfast, she would say, "Don't come and sit on my lap. You're so dirty, you're offending the monkeys, you're always stealing." And then Krishna would leave and she would let him leave. But then when there was this chair, Sinavada, swirling into the sky, and there was, then she felt the separation. So then she took him in her arms and embraced him. So separation makes me more interested. He enjoyed with them in such a way that they forgot the root cause of their suffering, meaning they forgot that the current being took them away. If any of them ever remembered the action, they would remember it. They would think that while sleeping, they had had a bad dream. Being frightened by this, they would weep and feel various types of sorrow. So in that way, there will be conception that he needs. But at the same time, we have an experience that he needs. So we can't understand it because of our body's conception of life, how all of this can be going on simultaneously. Enjoying Krishna for a very long time, the Brijbasi senses became completely absorbed in him. And they became so spellbound that they had no recollection of the past or any concern for the future. When we feel so much separation from Gurudev that it becomes unbearable and we can't live, at that time we start seeing him and experience the meaning in a real way. It's on the spiritual platform. And we start seeing him, my Srila Raghunathdasa Swami, saw his guru, Srila Rupa Goswami, as Rupa Mandiri, and then having pastimes occur, and then losing it, and then growing and leaving, and then getting it back again. So it starts from what's happening now. Gurudev left the provision of relief. He appeared to be for our bhakti. Not because I gave him enough bhakti to be here. So they became spellbound with no recollection of past or concern for the future. After some time, in the same way as before, a bird came to brush with his chariot. And the same thing happened, either the same way or a different way, but it's always like a new way. And always ever unfolding. Krishna is such an another. He's unlimited and blissful. But his bliss is ever increasing to an ever increasing bliss of his devotee. So when Asura again and plays a very nice bride away from Asura, the condition of the residence of the bride became as it was before, but in a new way. Again he went to Asura and killed Kamsa. And again he turned to Braj and enjoyed pastime with the Braj family as before. In this way, again and again he goes, and again he returns. If something happens again and again here, it loses its friendship. Like a husband and wife get married. It's thrilling to consider that we're going to get married. And the first 3 days are chilling. But then again, he's seeing each other again and again. He goes to work, comes back, comes again, goes away. the world. It is not time to make them do this. And then it only starts to come when there's a fight and then they make up. So that moment is again inevitable. And you, and then it's tiring. The general hospital is visited, or let the world know about it, during the Ramayana session. In this way, he who feels the heart of glory behind again, performs one of the pastimes in the world, such as subduing Kavya and Mr. Govardhan. Being bewildered by the deadly poison of Krishna praying, the Brahma Bhakti always considers those amazing pastimes who have never happened before. Therefore, by continuously experiencing union and separation, the prayer of the Bhakti is forever increasing. Because it's like this. So the Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said it like this. Separation, forever and ever in both of them. You can't imagine it now. Guru Vishnu is like a commencement. Just shatters of the flesh to keep us going, knowing that this is the goal. If we don't hear about the goal, then we don't have excitement to try to reach. What do you think of the eternal associate? Even this is, again, this is Gopalar, the cowboy.